Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Clifton Charles.
Hi, Clifton. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
No. I mean, I just did my intake right now.
Oh. You've already signed documents with the law firm, or?
Yeah, I just signed documents.
Okay, do you remember who you spoke to?
No, he just transferred me to you.
Okay. And what did they say before they transferred you over?
That they were transferring me to the paralegal team.
Okay, because I would be doing the intake with you. I'm not sure if they...
Oh, okay, well, maybe it was you then. I'm sorry. Yes, did I need to do intake? Yes.
Okay. So you haven't done the intake yet, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. So then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
Gosh. And do you know which subtype of non-Hodgkin's it was? Was it a B-cell, T-cell?
It's a B-cell.
Oh, the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, diffuse, large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in April 20th of 2018.
April 20th, 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
51.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home? Was it for work or both?
No, home use. In my backyard.
Okay. Can I get that
weeds
home?
And stuff.
Sorry, can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
105 Thorn Tree, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89031.
Okay. That was 105 Thorn Tree Avenue?
Yes, ma'am. THORNTREE. One word.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. And was anyone else in your household affected by the Roundup as well?
No, just me.
Right. And you were 51 when you were diagnosed. And how many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
Oh, maybe about like 16 years.
16?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
What do you mean? Like now?
Just in general, like throughout your lifetime, have you sprayed Roundup?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Right. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
arthritis, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Any family cancer history?
No.
All right, thank you. And then for your first name, I have C-L-I-F-T-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. Clifton.
Perfect. And then last name, C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Right. And can I get your date of birth, please?
9/22/67.
Right. And then just the last four digits of your social?
8454.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Oh, I got sick.
It was when you got sick?
Yeah. Went to the doctor and got tested.
Okay. And did they mention Roundup or did you see an ad somewhere?
No. When I was diagnosed, when they did the test, they found traces of Roundup in my system.
Oh, wow. Okay, found traces of Roundup. And do you remember when that was, when you first found out that it was related?
They did. Well, they did a biopsy on me, and that's when they, you know, told me that I was having some pains and stuff like that, and loss of appetite. So I went to the doctor, and that's when they told me that when they ran the test, that's when they said that they found traces of it in my system.
Okay. And that was that the same time, the April 20th, 2018?
Yeah.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
5'9", right now, about 145, 140.
140.
And yeah, 140.
Okay, and do you have a preferred email I can put down?
Clifton, C-L-I-F-T-O-N, L-O-S, the number 6 at yahoo.com. So it's CliftonLaw6@yahoo.com.
That was Clifton, L-O-S, and then the number 6?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
6@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then is this your primary phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
Maybe like two to three times a month, maybe. Yeah. We had HOA. They were kind of tough about the weeds and stuff, so I was always out there using it to kill my weeds and, you know, stay HOA, right?
Okay. And did you spray the Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Hmm?
Okay. And what year did you first start using Roundup?
In 2002.
2002. And when did you stop mm-hmm. using Roundup?
Around May 2018.
Right. Were you wearing any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No. Just maybe some gloves. I use gloves sometimes, and then also a mask. I mean, you know, when COVID came, it was like masks and stuff, so. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then were you only using the...
Excuse me, right?
sorry, were you only using the Roundup in Nevada, or was it anywhere else?
No, just in Nevada.
Right. And how many exposures would you say you've had for Roundup in your lifetime?
Oh, God, Jesus. Four times a month for 16 years, maybe 100, 200, 100 times.
Okay. You said 100?
Yeah, I'll say about 100, at least 100, yeah.
Okay, and do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate, premix?
I would use the concentrate, but I also do the premix if they didn't have the concentrate. Leave both of them, whatever was available.
And where were you purchasing this from?
At Home Depot. Use Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, because I stopped buying it after I got free. I don't buy it anymore, so no. But I can give you the address to the one I was using on credit.
Oh no, that's okay. Just wanted to see if you had any.
Okay.
Any.
No. No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
What branch?
U.S. Navy.
And what type of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Okay. And what were the dates of service?
1988 to 92.
Were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. Do you know your VA number?
My VA number would be my social.
Okay. And that was... Where'd it go?
You need my social?
Yes.
The full social? I don't like giving it out over the phone, but okay. No, well, I mean, you need my full social?
Well, I put down the last four. I can just put down the same thing.
Yeah, the last four?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. 8454. 8454.
8454. Okay. And did you receive VA benefits?
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Right. And then other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, I can obtain them. I've got to find them in my storage, but I can obtain them, yes.
Okay, and can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Mountain View Hospital in Las Vegas.
Is that the one on 3100 North Tenaya Way?
Yes. Tenaya.
Thank you.
Everybody pronounces it different.
And then, do you know the name of your treating physician?
It was Dr. Gene Clark. Dermatologist.
It was Gene, oh, Clark?
Clark Gene.
Okay.
Hematologist.
Right. And then what date were you treated for the non-Hodgkin's? Do you remember?
The treatment date was April 26th of 2018.
And then the last time you were treated?
The last treatment day, I guess around the, maybe the 30th. The 30th or the, yeah, around the 30th of 2019.
April 30th of 2019?
Yeah.
2019. And as far as the treatment, was it chemo, radiation, surgery? Or?
Yeah, I did chemo. I did injections of chemo, chemotherapy, and then we did immune therapy and pain meds.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
Oh, it was a major impact. Lost hair. I mean, it was a cultural shock. I mean, it was big. It was major. But you know, I'm cancer free now, so I mean, I'm better. You know, I'm trying to, you know, still have a good phase of life going here. But it was very detrimental to my health and very scary, very shocking. There's a whole lot of emotions there. But it also pushed me into retirement and stuff like that too. So.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better now.
Well, no, and that's the blessing part of it.
Right. Okay. And then for your current address, it was the 105 Thorntree Avenue, correct?
Yes.
And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me get you one. I'll give you my son's number. But let me look it up. I don't remember anybody's numbers.
Okay. Does he live with you?
No.
Okay.
Seven oh two. 544-4214.
4214. And can I get his first and last name?
Christopher Charles.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, so whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Either. Text it or email it. Email's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Two files.
Did it come through?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, I didn't get it.
You didn't receive the text yet?
No. Did you send it one more time?
Yeah, let me try that. It still didn't go through?
No. Send it through my, what's the name? Text message. Text messages are not good over.
Oh, I see. Oh, the issue's on my end. Sorry, one second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put you on a brief hold really quickly, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.